Canelo Street. Tonight, the night of the 94th annual Mudecas basketball tournament. We've reached the boys' finals. B division coming up. The Pawnee City Indians facing Bruning Davenport Chicley for all the marbles here in this year's Mudecas tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast here from Beatrice. Before we move into the game that's coming up, we're going to update you on all the scores that have taken place today. We've played a lot of basketball since 11:45 this morning. First of all, in the consolation brackets played over at the Beatrice Middle School in the B division this morning, it was Meridian defeating Sterling. The final score, Meridian 38 and Sterling 35. Also in the B division consolation bracket, Lewiston got by HTRS. The final there was Lewiston 43, HTRS 40. In the boys' A division consolation, Sacred Heart handled Southern this morning, or this afternoon, rather. The final there was Sacred Heart 52 and Southern 25. And it was Johnson Brock over Johnson County Central 60-32. Those games in the A division consolation. We've already played the third-place consolation games in the B division. Diller Odell got past Exeter Milligan. The final was Diller Odell 41, Exeter Milligan 34. So Diller Odell captured the third-place honors in the B division. In the A division third-place game completed just a few moments ago here, it was Freeman over Palmyra. The final, Freeman 57 and Palmyra 47. So that's the update on all the scores from the games played so far today here in Beatrice. Up next, as we said, Pawnee City and Bruning Davenport Chicley. That's what we'll have here on Sunny. Following that, later tonight, it'll be the A division game. That'll be Tri-County playing against Parkview. We're going to step aside here and take a 60-second timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this game after a one-minute timeout. Live from Beatrice, you're listening to the Mudecas Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference Room.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this Class B Division Boys Championship game. First of all, for the BDS Eagles, coached by Coach Don Beauchart, they are 8-5 on the season. They'll go with Jaron Norder. Norder is 6'1 and a junior. Easton Weber. Weber is a 6-foot senior. Zach Hoynes. Hoynes, 6'2 and a senior. Cam Hoynes. Cam is 6'2 and a senior. And Tanner Boldy. Boldy is a 6-foot junior. That'll be the starting five for the Eagles. The starting lineup for your Pawnee City Indians are coached by Hadley Sikora. They are 7-4 on the season. They'll go with Justin Pierce. Pierce is a 5'8 junior. Drew Meniga. Meniga a sophomore at 6'1. Bryson Horst. Horst is a 5'11 senior. Anthony Kling. Kling a sophomore at 5'11. And Jet Farwell. Farwell is a 5'9 sophomore. Now we may see Joseph Martini in the starting lineup in place of Bryson Horst. That was going to be a game time decision. Joseph Martini is a 6'1 senior. Either he or Bryson Horst will be in the starting lineup. We will know in a couple of moments here when they make the introductions over the public address system. to look at how these teams have reached this championship game. Pawnee City opened their play Tuesday night with a win over Meridian in the first round, the final 57-29 over Meridian. Then in the semifinals that were played on Thursday, it was Pawnee City 51 and Exeter Milligan 40. So that put the Indians into this championship game. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, they started out Monday facing up with HTRS. They got the win over HTRS. The final in that one was 58-21. In their semifinal contest, they had a hard-fought battle with Diller Odell and came out on top, and that put BDS into the championship, and that's where we are now. The Pawnee City Indians and Bruning Davenport Shickley, very similar records. Pawnee City at 7-4, BDS at 8-5. If you weren't keeping up to date, the girls' championships in the E Division, Sacred Heart won it yesterday, 38-26 over Johnson Rock. In the B Division championship, it was Meridian over Lewiston, 41-25 was the final score. So Sacred Heart is your A Division girls' champion, and Meridian is your B Division champion. Third place in the A Division went to BDS, and third place in the B Division went to Palmyra as they defeated Exeter Milligan 35-26. So now you're all updated on this 94th annual Mudeckis basketball tournament here from the iconic Beatrice City Auditorium. A little bit of an extended pregame pageantry here as they're stretching out these introductions. We're about 35 minutes behind schedule, as has become the custom here at the Mudeckis tournament. Seldom do we see these games, and the late games anyway, get started right on as scheduled. Stepping in to jump it up for Pawnee City will be Anthony Kling. Kling will jump it up against Easton Weber. BDS in their wonderful black jerseys with the dark, dark maroon numbers, nearly impossible to read. We'll do what we can. Weber to jump it up. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Indians. Into forecourt on the left side deals Justin Pierce with the basketball. Pierce gives it up quickly to Anthony Kling. Across court pass right side, Jet Farwell. Into the corner, baseline right side, Drew Menigan. Back to the top of the circle, Martini got the start tonight. In the paint, handling the ball is Anthony Kling to the right side, looking for Pierce, and it's thrown away, goes out of bounds. It'll be an unforced turnover, and the Eagles will get the basketball. Just underway here at the City Auditorium in Beatrice, no score in the ballgame. BDS with the basketball. The inbound pass across the timeline, working the dribble at the top of the key. That's going to be Jason Norder. Norder over to the left wing. To Hoynes, into the corner, left side base, can't get to it, back to Zach Hoynes, now to the right wing it comes, Jason Norder once again, Norder looking for the pass inside the paint, can't find it, finds Hoynes once again, this time Cam Hoynes, Cam and Zach both in the ballgame, baseline left side, shot is up, offensive foul is going to be called. The officials happen to look around to try and see the jersey number himself. He's having trouble. It's going to be on Easton Weber. On Weber, his first personal, team foul number one on the Eagles. No score. We've played nearly a minute here. 7:08 to go in the first quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. They come on the attack offensively. The pass goes to Joseph Martini at the top of the key. Martini gives to the left side. Jet Farwell in the paint. Big collision from the corner. Meniga for three. Over the top doesn't go. Rebound to Boldy. Boldy, outlet pass, gives it to Norder. He'll push it into forecourt. In traffic, Martini strips the ball away, then knocks it off a defender. Now they're going to say Martini stepped on the baseline. It'll belong to BDS, and they'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Tanner Boldy was down there battling after it. Now the officials having a disagreement here. Difference of opinion. They're going to stay with BDS having the basketball. They'll inbound it under their own bucket. Zach Coins to toss it in. He stands on the left side of the basket. Still no score. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. Coins with the basketball, top of the key, in the paint. Follow-away shot in the lane, up and off, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow will stay with BDS. Pawnee City got the first possession on the opening tip, so BDS keeps the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. That's Hoynes to lob it in on the left side. Hoynes has to hurry. Gets it into the corner. Moving toward the bucket. Nothing there for Cam Hoynes. Back to the top of the key. This is Norder. Ball got away underneath. Not able to grab it under there was Easton Weber. Not only do they have dark maroon numbers on black jerseys, but they wear 10, 11, 12, and 13. Keep it interesting for us. With the basketball, this is Jack Farwell at the top of the key to Justin Pierce. Right back it comes to Farwell in the paint. Driving floater up and good by Farwell. Jack Farwell with the first 2 points of the ball game. Pawnee City goes on top here 2-0. 6:05 to play in the first quarter. On the dribble is Jason Norder. Lob pass underneath. Martini steals it away. Outlet pass. Farwell underneath. Pierce behind the defense. Driving, laying up and good. Justin Pierce got back behind the defense and had the uncontested lay-in. It's 4-0. Pawnee City with the early lead with 5:47 to go in the first quarter here in Beatrice. On the dribble is Zach Hoynes. He picks up the dribble. Bounce pass baseline left side. Moving into the lane. Nothing there, and traveling is going to be called on Tanner Boldy. Boldy's a big boy, 6 foot junior, and he's got some pounds on that 6 foot frame. Very muscular young man. Pawnee City hits the basketball on the turnover. It'll be Jet Farwell to come down and set the offense. Farwell to the right side to Menega. Menega gives it out into Anthony Kling. Kling with the basketball. Goes to Martini on the baseline left side. Martini can't handle it. Knocked away by Boldy. Martini touched it last. It'll turn over and give the ball back to BDS. Bruning Davenport Chickley with the basketball. The inbound pass to Jason Norder. They'll push it down across the timeline, set the offense. Pawnee City in a man-to-man defense. Looking for Norder on the near side is Zach Hoynes. Zach gives to Cam Hoynes. He comes around to the right wing with it now. Norder, or rather Hoynes, lost it out of bounds. Cam Hoynes, touched last by Pawnee City, and it'll stay with BDS. 5:03 to go here in the first quarter. 4-0, Pawnee City with the lead. Inbound pass. Here's a three on the way from the right wing that's off. No good. Shot was put up by Cam Hoynes. Rebound Martini. Martini to Anthony Kling. Kling in traffic in the paint. Back up top to Martini at the top of the circle. To the left wing it goes. Into the paint. Driving, laying up. Wouldn't go down. The shot put up by Jet Farwell. A whistle and a foul, and Farwell will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Cam Hoynes going for the personal. On Cam, his first. Team foul number two on the Eagles. Jet Farwell at the line has 2 points on one field goal. Here he'll be shooting two. The first one is up and good. Jet Farwell with 3 points now, and it's 5-0. Pawnee City with the early lead. 4:46 to play here in the first quarter. Jet Farwell ready for his second attempt. It's up and got it also right down the middle. Nothing but nylon for Jet Farwell. He's got 4 points. It's 6-0 Pawnee City with the basketball, or with the lead. Norder into forecourt finds Hoynes. Long shot from the three from the left by Hoynes. Up and off, no good. Rebound to Menega. Outlet pass. Jet Farwell. Farwell backs into the paint. Can't get the shot. Menega for three from the right wing. Got it. Or check that. That was going to be, that was Martini. Martini nailed the three from the right wing. Joseph Martini, the big man, hits the tray. Timeout's going to be taken by BDS. 4:14 to play first quarter. 9-0. Pawnee City on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. I want to remind our Pawnee City listeners, we'll have lots more Pawnee City basketball coming up here on Sunny 101.3. This coming Tuesday night, the 17th, we'll have Pawnee City on the road at HTRS, a girl-boy doubleheader. And then on Friday, the 20th of January, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish at Pawnee City. So two more nights of Pawnee City basketball coming coming up next week on both Tuesday and Friday, sandwiched in between there. Thursday night, I'll have HTRS at Johnson County Central. Back to live action here now in Beatrice with the basketball. The Eagles on the right side, Hoynes gets to Norder at the top of the key, across to the left wing to Cam Hoynes, back up top to Norder. Working around the outside of the three-point perimeter. In the paint, fall-away jump shot up and good by Zach Hoynes. Zach Hoynes with his first 2 points, and that's the first 2 points now for BDS. After falling behind 9-0, they are back 9-2. Here's a shot on the baseline, up and off, won't go down. Saved, inbound, follow shot, put back up and good by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling with his first 2 points of the ball game. Back to a 9-point lead once again here at 11-2. Pawnee City with the advantage. There's a steal. On the steal is Anthony Kling coming down this left side. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Cam Hoynes. On Cam, that'll be his second personal and team foul number 3 on the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles. Coach Dan Bouchard here, former Peru State Bobcat, played football for the Bobcats about 4 or 5 years ago. Now head basketball coach at BDS. With the basketball is Jet Farwell to the right side. Gets it over across court. Holding it now is Martini. Martini, spin move, right side of the lane, off the glass. Oh, nice touch, but couldn't get it down. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Boldy. Outlet pass down court to the right side is Zach Hoynes. Lob pass to Boldy. Boldy had it tipped away. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline. The foul will be on Jet Farwell. On Farwell, that's his first personal, team foul number 1 on Pawnee City. 11-2, Indians up by 9 with 3:03 to play in the first quarter. The lob pass to the top of the key, Norder for 3, no, and getting the rebound for Pawnee City is Anthony Kling. Kling will bring it up court himself and set the offense, running against a man-to-man here. In the paint, driving lay-in, floater, won't go, rebound Farwell, got his own rebound, follow shot Farwell up and good. Jet Farwell, only a sophomore, 5'9", just stayed with it among three defenders and managed to somehow get it up and drop it. 13-2. The lead is 11 now for Pawnee City early in the ballgame. This is Norder kicking it to the top of the key for Hoynes for 3. Got it. Zach Hoynes hits the 3. He has all 5 of BDS's points. It's 13-5. Indians up by 8 with 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Justin Pierce on the right wing. A cross-court pass. Gets it down to Kling. Kling hands to Farwell. Farwell tries to spin between defenders. Has to pass the ball back out to the left side. Top of the key. Menega for 3. It's short off the rim. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Jet Farwell. Farwell with 8 points now. It's 15-5. The lead is 10 for the Indians. A minute 49 to play in the first quarter. Pawnee City up with the basketball for BDS. Leading with the forearm out there is Hoynes. Zach Hoynes, that is. The ball is loose in the corner, almost taken away there. Getting up a little bit slowly in the corner was Anthony Kling. There's a lob pass into Boldy. Boldy goes up with a shot. He'll be tied up, and it's a jump ball. Justin Pierce came flying through there out of nowhere. They got the tie-up. Bryson Horst will check into the lineup now. Horst in place of Joseph Martini. Horst is a 5'11 senior on the floor for the Indians. 15-5 if you just joined us. Pawnee City up by 10 with a minute 25 to play in the first quarter. On the dribble is Jet Farwell. To the near side, Anthony Kling into the corner, baseline, back up top. It comes to Kling out here on the wing. He goes inside the lane, fall away jump shot, didn't get it, but he'll be fouled, and we'll put Kling at the line. Anthony Kling will be shooting 2 shots. Foul is going to be on Easton Weber. On Weber, that is his second personal. And at the free throw line for Pawnee City, Anthony Kling. A minute 13 to go here in the first quarter. Pawnee up by 10. Shooting 2. The first shot for Kling is up and off. No good. Anthony Kling will have a second shot coming. Again, a minute 13 to play in the first quarter. A 10-point Pawnee City lead here early in the ballgame. Anthony Kling. Second attempt is on the way. It's up off the back of the iron. It won't go either. It bounced out of there. And the lead remains at 10. A minute 7 to go as VDS comes into forecourt and sets their offense. They flip it into the corner left side. It's tipped away, knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Anthony Kling. It'll stay with VDS. They'll play it in the corner on the left side of their own basket. VDS going from our left to right, from north to south here at the City Auditorium. Jason Norder works the dribble. Bounce pass is going to go wide of the mark, out of bounds. And it's touched last by Pawnee City. It'll stay with the Eagles. Pawnee City in white pants, white jerseys with nice big red numerals, red and black numerals on there, we can read. BDS, not so much. They're in the black with the dark, dark maroon and a razor-thin outlet on them, outline. With the ball, Carson Luce in the game. Luce has his pocket pick. Ball is stolen by Justin Pierce. Pierce gives the outlet pass to Farwell. Farwell in the paint. From the corner left side, shot is up and off, no good. Farwell had the rebound, then had it ripped away from him by Carson Luce. BDS is going to come down in a hurry with 34 seconds to go. Luce lobs it inside the paint. Ball stolen away by Justin Pierce. Pierce just decides to hold things up, maintain the possession, a cross-court pass, driving in, layup. Farwell couldn't get it. Wouldn't drop the rebound to Stengel. Stengel comes down with a basketball into forecourt right side now. This is Carson Luce on the dribble. Luce across to the left elbow, under the basket. Shot blocked away nicely. What a job there by Farwell to get up and block that one by Kling. Behind the back dribble, Anthony Kling. All the way in, driving layup, couldn't get it. He's fouled. Anthony Kling will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul on BDS. We'll see who they put it on. Foul is going to be on Carson Luce. On Luce, his first personal, team foul number five now. That's the 15th foul. Time expired for the quarter as that foul occurred, so there's no time on the clock. At the line, Anthony Kling misses the first one. He'll get a second. He's 0 for 3 from the line now. Kling's second shot is on the way. This one is up. It's good. He got that one. So after one quarter, 16-5, Pawnee City up by one. We'll step aside for 1 minute. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Midecus Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Indians got off to a good start here in this first quarter. After one period, they're up by 11, 16-5. BDS has the basketball as we move into second quarter action. The inbound pass wide of the mark. Jason Norder has to chase it down all the way back down under the Pawnee City basket. He's being harassed by Justin Pierce all the way up the floor. To the left side, Hoyne. Ball is loose on the floor. Martini has it. Now a whistle, and the officials look at one another. They're going to call traveling. Martini was laying on the floor with the basketball, and they say he traveled with it, so the ball will go right back over to BDS. Opening seconds of the second period here in Beatrice, 7:47 to play, second quarter, 16-5, if you're just joining us. Pawnee City up by 11. Basketball belongs to the Eagles. They'll play it in forecourt on the left side of the basket. Again, they're moving from north to south. Lob pass under the basket, gets away off the fingertips under the basket of Eli Weber, who's in the lineup. Weber couldn't get to it. It got away from him. A turnover gives the ball back to Pawnee City. Anthony Kling will inbound the ball. Tosses it into Jet Farwell, the sophomore. Farwell feeds Martini. He stands between the rings at the top of the circle. Again, it goes into the corner right side. Here's a long three from the right corner. Up and off, no good. Rebound, fall away, follow shot up and good by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling has 5 points now for the sophomore. It's 18-5. Pawnee City's biggest lead yet of the game, up by 13. With the dribble, this is Seth Stengel with the basketball. Stengel, a cross-court pass. Comes back to the near side to Zach Hoynes in the paint. Here's a three from the left wing that's up and off, no good. Ball tipped around, saved from going out of bounds, and then touched last by Pawnee City. And it'll stay with BDS. The Eagles substituting freely here. They've got frequent substitutions running people in and out of there. Zach Hoynes is going to inbound this. Hoynes lobs it in. There's a push-off on the inbound. And we're going to have a foul, a push-off called on the inbound on Eli Weber. Weber picks up his first personal. That is team foul number 6 already. And we are only 1 minute into the second quarter. Very possible Pawnee City is going to be shooting some one-on-ones here. Indians with the basketball, right wing. Handling the ball is Anthony Kling. Puts it into traffic on the baseline. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow stays with Pawnee City, so the Indians will trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Justin Pierce will toss it in, the 5'8 junior. Pierce will inbound it under his own backboard just to the right side. Pierce lobs it up top. Oh, bad inbound pass, stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. Hoynes, he carried the basketball. Zach Hoynes trying to be careful, lining up for that fast break lay-in, and he ended up carrying the basketball. He'll turn it over and give it back to Pawnee City. 18-5, Indians with a 13-point advantage, 6:42 to play in the first half here in the boys' B Division championship game. Pawnee City with the basketball. Pierce in the corner on the right side of the basket. Goes to Farwell. Farwell goes into the paint. Bodies all over the place. Ball is loose. Pierce comes out of there with it. He gets knocked to the floor, and he'll be called for traveling. Oh, my goodness. Well, Justin Pierce came up with the ball. Was knocked over backwards by a defender, and he got called for traveling. So the ball goes back to BDS. Eagles with the basketball now across the timeline. Hoynes on the dribble. Left side of the free throw circle. Works inside the paint. Kicks it to the right elbow. That's Norder handling the ball. Again now back to Zach Hoynes. Zach Hoynes driving layup. Couldn't get it, but he's going to be fouled. And we're going to see Zach Hoynes at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Drew Meniga. On Meniga, his first personal. That's just team foul number 2 on the Indians. This is going to be Zach Hoynes at the line, shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and off, no good. That's the first free throw of the ball game for the Eagles. They're 0-for-1. Pawnee City has made 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe thus far. Zach Hoynes ready for his second free throw attempt. The shot is on the way up, and it's good. He got that one. So Hoynes has all 6 of BDS's points here. And with 6:05 to go in the first half, it's 18-6. Indians up by 12. Pawnee City, Anthony Kling. Lob pass to Meniga. Back to Kling, top of the key. Kling in traffic. Moves against the defender. Shot is up. No. Couldn't get it. Rebound Boldy. And then I think we're going to have a reach-in foul here. Wait a minute. Okay, the foul is going to be called against Pawnee City, but that number he signaled, okay, it's going to have to be on Kling. Anthony Kling picks up his first. That's team foul number 3. BDS with the basketball. 18-6. On the dribble is Zach Hoynes. Hoynes guarded closely by Jeff Farwell. Gives it into traffic to Stengel. There's a three on the way from the left side that's up and off. No good. Pierce has the rebound. Gives out to Martini. Back it comes to Justin Pierce. He'll come into forecourt, set the offense. To the left side, Jet Farwell. Farwell took it to the hoop. It was in and out of there, rimmed around, wouldn't stay, and bounced out, and the rebound comes down to Hoynes of BDS. Zach Hoynes on the dribble. This is Norder with the ball, shoving Pierce out of the way. Norder picks up the dribble and goes to Zach Hoynes with the pass. Hoynes at the top of the circle. Chasing Hoynes is Jet Farwell. Oines again to Norder with it to the right near side. Seth Stengel almost has it dribbled away. There's a whistle. Foul on the end ends. Foul is going to be called on Justin Pierce. On Pierce, his first. Team foul number four. Timeout taken by Pawnee City. 4:58 to play in the first half. 18-6. The Indians are up by 12. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Pawnee City Indians enjoying a 12-point advantage right now. 18-6 your score. 4 minutes, 58 seconds to play in the second quarter, first half. Here in the Boys B Division Championship game of the 94th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament here in Beatrice. Glad you decided to choose Sunny 101.3 for your tournament coverage. We're glad to have you tuned in. The ball will belong to BDS when play is resumed. Seth Stengel will inbound it at midcourt. Tosses across the timeline back into Jared Norder. He works it across into forecourt to set the offense. Pass from the right side to Stengel once again. Stengel tries to work the baseline on Meniga. Ball works into the corner down left side. Boldy had it for a moment. Now back to the top of the key in order. There's Boldy in the paint. Boldy with a shot. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Boldy, Tanner Boldy, at the line. The foul is going to be on Drew Meniga. On Meniga, his second. Team foul number five on the Indians. Tanner Boldy at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. And Boldy is the first Eagle to score tonight other than Zach Hoynes. Hoynes had all six of their first points. Second shot is up. This one is off and doesn't go. And the rebound to Anthony Kling. Down court is Jet Farwell on the dribble. Farwell gets a pick set by Justin Pierce. Now to Kling on the right side. Martini at the top of the free throw circle. Left side, Meniga. Inside it goes. Going up with a shot was Anthony Kling, and he's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Seth Stengel. On Stengel, his first. Team foul number seven. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. He's made one out of four from the line tonight. Has 5 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be shooting two shots. Anthony Kling takes aim. The shot is up. It's good. 5'11 sophomore, Anthony Kling, Jet Farwell. Both just sophomores, very active in this basketball team. Kling now 2 out of 5 from the line. He has 6 points. This shot is up. It's good also. Make him now 3 out of 6 from the line and 7 points for the young man. It's 20-7. This equals the biggest lead the Indians have had, up by 13. There's a steal by Anthony Kling. The ball got away out of bounds, though, after he tipped it away. It went out of bounds along that east sideline as he was moving from our right to left from south to north. So the basketball will go back over to BDS. Eagles will inbound it at the midcourt line. They get it in. Inbounded now to Seth Stengel, and he'll come across on the dribble. Stengel works out on the left elbow on the left side of the free throw circle. Now comes between the rings to the top of the key with a pass to Seth Stengel. Stengel at the free throw line. Goes in underneath with it to Carson Luce. And a traveling violation is called. Substitute, Zach Hoynes will check back into the lineup now. Hoynes checks in, replacing Carson Luce for BDS. 3:57 to go, first half. Pawnee City up 20-7. Very casually, Jet Farwell dribbles into forecourt. Hands it up to Anthony Kling. Kling goes around the defender, tries to penetrate. Spin move, fall away, jump shot. No, wouldn't go. Rebound to Boldy. Down in a hurry they come with it. BDS rushing at this time all the way to the baseline. Hoynes driving, lay-in up and good. And that was Zach Hoynes. So Zach Hoynes now with 8 points of the nine. Inside driving layup, Farwell up, got it, and he's fouled. Jet Farwell got the basket and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Jared Norder, his first, team foul number 8. And at the free throw line, Jet Farwell. He's a perfect 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. He's in double figures already with 10 points. This shot is up and good. He's got 11. He completes the and one, and it's 23-9, the biggest lead yet for the Indians, up by 14 points with 3:17 to go here in the first half. Norder kicks it out onto the left wing, finds Hoynes with the basketball, Zach Hoynes. Now comes to the near side, Seth Stengel. He can't move. He's guarded against Meniga into Boldy. Boldy is hammered as he tries to go up with a shot. Probably going to go on Martini. We'll see. No, foul is going to be on Justin Pierce. On Pierce's second personal, team foul number 6. At the free throw line, Tanner Boldy. He's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Well, his last time up, he made the first one and missed the second one. We'll see if he can avoid that pattern this time. Boldy ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's good. He's now hit 3 out of 4. He has 3 points. Makes it 23-11. The lead is 12. Inside of 3 minutes to play here in the first half. 2:54. The clock is running. Meniga with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the right side. Gets it to Farwell in traffic. Floater. Shot blocked away out of bounds. Farwell's shot was tipped out by BDS. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Justin Pierce will trigger the pass in. He'll stand on the baseline on the left side of the basket. Pierce to toss it in. Taking his time, going to have to hurry. Here comes a 5 count, and he got a 5 count. You can feel it. After you watch this game long enough, you can feel when that 5 seconds is expiring on him, and it did. Didn't get it out of there in time. 23-11, Pawnee City by 12, 2:42 to go in the first half. Here comes BDS. That's Jerron Norder that brings it up the court every time. Ball tipped away by Pierce. Pierce flips it down court. Driving Leon off the glass, up and good by Anthony Kling. And Anthony Kling better buy Justin Pierce a chocolate malt for that one because Pierce just gifted him 2 points. Pierce made a great steal on that right sideline. In the process of tipping the pass away, he also tipped it down court to Anthony Kling for the easy uncontested lay-in. It's 25-11. The lead is 14. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Norder having a dickens of a time with Justin Pierce. Pierce keeps knocking the ball out of his hand out here. Now Hoynes gets it into the corner on the left side, moves to the hoop. Shot is up and off, no good, tipped around, and with the rebound is Anthony Kling. Down court it comes, Jet Farwell in the corner. Farwell looking for Kling under the basket, couldn't get it to him. He'll back it out, they'll reset the offense. It's a man-to-man defense by BDS. Into the corner. There's Martini for 3. Off no good. Rebound brought down by BDS. Norder will push it down court. This is Hoynes with the basketball. That's Zach Hoynes this time. Down Norder. Finds Boldy with it. Boldy to the right wing. Again to Hoynes. He drives the baseline right side. Kicks it to the corner. Open with 3. Baseline left side up. Off no good. Struggle for the rebound. It's loose. Coming out of there is Pierce. 2-on-2 fast break. Down court with it. All the way in goes Farwell. Shot is up. No. Couldn't get it. That was Anthony Kling. And the rebound comes down to Boldy. Boldy to the near side to Eli Weber. Weber across the timeline. 1:05 to go here in the first half. 25-11. Pawnee City up by 14. Here's Hoynes with the ball. Zach Hoynes driving lay-in. No. Couldn't get it. Zach Hoynes is fouled. Went into the wall pretty hard down there. The foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Jet Farwell. On Jet, his second personal, team foul number 7. At the free throw line will be Zach Hoynes. He is 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 8 points, a couple of deuces and a tray. Zach Hoynes shooting 2. The first one is up. It's good. Hoynes has now hit 2 out of 3. Has 9 points. Into the ballgame for Pawnee City. Bryson Horst checks back in. Horst into the contest. Zach Hoynes ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's off no good, but the rebound to Boldy. Boldy, shot is up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Well, This foul is going to be called on Jet Farwell, and that is Jet's third personal. Now, that's cause for concern because Farwell is a big part of this offense. At the free throw line, Tanner Boldy. Boldy's a 3 out of 4, misses this one. Now 3 for 5, he has 3 points. Three personal fouls on Jet Farwell with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. He remains in the ballgame. Boldy's shot is up and good. He got that one. Makes it 25-13 now on the dribble. Here comes Jet Farwell with the basketball. 44 seconds to go. Tyson Horst with the ball. Top of the key. Gives up to Drew Meniga. Now handling the ball is Martini. Martini, he needs some help. Comes to the top of the key. Justin Pierce with it. Pierce in the paint. Floating shot up and good. Oh, what a nice move by Justin Pierce in the paint. And Pierce has 4 points. 27-13. The lead is back to 14. Timeout taken BDS with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. 27-13. Pawnee City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
20 seconds to play here in the first half. Coming out of the timeout, the basketball belongs to BDS. Jerron Norder on the dribble. Justin Pierce out here in his face near midcourt. At 10 seconds, they start to move the offense. Jump shot left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, baseline right side. Comes back up to Norder to the top of the key. Long three on the way, off, no good. And at the half, the Pawnee City Indians will go to the locker room up by 14 points. Our halftime score, Pawnee City 27 and BDS 13. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, close to home, far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness one meal at a time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the BDS Eagles 27-13 here in the Boys B Division Championship game. It's time now for the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, individual scoring for BDS, not a lot to talk about. Zach Hoynes hit a deuce, a tray a deuce, went 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has 9 points. Tanner Boldy made 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe with 4 points for their total of 13. From the free throw line, BDS 6 out of 9. Scoring for the Pawnee City Indians, Jet Farwell in double figures. He has 4 2-point baskets. He went 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe, has 11. Anthony Kling with 9 points, including 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Justin Pierce on a pair of field goals, and Joseph Martini added that tray for 3 points for their total of 27. Pawnee City with an identical free throw thing, 6 out of 9, the same as the BDS Eagles. 27-13, your halftime score, Pawnee City with the advantage here in the boys' B Division championship game. This is your halftime scoring report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're going to step aside now for another 2-minute timeout, then update you with our local weather, another 2 minutes from our important information from our sponsors, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up. Live from the Beatrice City Auditorium, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 53 tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 42. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the mid 40s to the mid 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hey Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where it's halftime. Your Pawnee City Indians are leading the BDS Eagles 27-13, our score at halftime. The teams came in here with the similar records. Pawnee City 7-4 on the year, BDS at 8-5, but Pawnee kind of jumped out on them early there, got up 16-5 in the first period, and have really never looked back now, leading by 14 points at halftime. Once again, we want to remind all of our Pawnee City listeners that we're going to have Indians basketball here on Sunny 101.3 twice next week. On Tuesday night, the 17th, Pawnee City will be on the road at HTRS. I'll have the call of that one on our sister station, KTNC. Then on Friday, the 20th, it'll be Sacred Heart at Pawnee City. That game will be on Sunny 101.3. Sandwiched in between there, on Thursday night of next week on Sunny 101.3, we'll have HTRS playing at Johnson County Central in Tecumseh. So I'll be out three nights next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, with high school basketball both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. We've got business to attend to, though, here in the city auditorium before we wrap it up tonight. This is the B Division Boys Championship. That third place game in the B Division went to Diller O'Dell when they beat Exeter Milligan 41-34. The A Division third place, Freeman, took that one 57-47 over Palmyra. We're back to live action in the third quarter. Here's a turnaround shot in the paint, up and off, no good for BDS. Ball slapped away, everybody diving after, loose on the floor. Coming out with it is Boldy. Boldy gives it up to Jason Norder at the top of the key. Norder holds the ball between the rings, works against Justin Pierce. To the left side, Boynes driving, baseline, shot is up over the top, doesn't go. Tipped around, Martini dives after, coming out of there with the ball on the dribble. On the floor, great job and hustle by Anthony Kling. Kling kicks it out to Jet Farwell. Farwell in the paint, right side, open look, Menega for three, got it. Drew Menega nails a three from out here on the right wing to open the scoring of the third quarter and dropped her down. The score now goes 30-13. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but I'm sure that was a three. Underneath, there's a shot off the glass up and good, and they found Boldy on the baseline unattended, and Boldy got it to drop. They still haven't put that three up there. I'm sure they signaled that it was a three and the basket was good, but they haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet. I have to figure out what happened here in a minute. Moving toward the hoop, falling to the floor, putting up the shot is Martini. Couldn't get it to go. Did that three not count a minute ago? That should have made it 30. Okay, other direction. Back we go. Pawnee City driving lay-in. Justin Pierce blocking foul. Now they change it. They put the 30 up there. They weren't showing that three-pointer for the longest time here. Got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on BDS. The foul is going to go on Jared Norder, his second personal, first team foul of the half. On the Eagles, at the free throw line, Justin Pierce shooting two shots. The first one is up. It rims off and won't go. He'll have another attempt. Pierce has 4 points on a pair of field goals, one in the first quarter, one in the second. Justin Pierce ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good. He hit that one. He now has 5 points, and it's 31-15. The lead is 16 for Pawnee City with 6:22 to go. Here in the third quarter, we're just underway in the second half. A cross-court pass under the basket. Boldy shot is up. No, missed it, but a foul. Boldy will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul's on Joseph Martini. On Martini, his first personal team foul, number one of the half on the Indians. At the free throw line, Tanner Boldy. He's made 4 out of 6 from the line, has 6 points. This one is up and good. Now he's 5 out of 7. From the free throw line, the second shot coming here for Tanner Boldy. Second free throw on the way for Boldy. It's up. He hit them both. Boldy now 5, 6 out of 8 from the line. 31-16, 15-point lead for the Indians. In the corner, that's Jet Farwell. Picked up his dribble. Comes up top with it, Maniga. Back to Farwell in the corner right side. Farwell in the paint. Dribbles in, can't get there. Beats Anthony Kling. Kling with a shot that's up, doesn't go. He'll be fouled, and Anthony Kling will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Jared Norder. Wait a minute, check that. No, the foul is going to go on Easton Weber. On Weber, his third personal. Team foul number 2. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. Free throw is up, no good. He's now 3 out of 7 from the free throw line, has 9 points. This one would put him in double figures. Back onto the floor comes Seth Stengel now for the Eagles. Anthony Clean, second free throw. It's in the air. It's up. It's good. He hit that one. Clean now in double figures, has 10 points for the Indians. And it's 32-16. The score doubled up now on BDS with 5:53 to play in the third quarter. They kick it to the corner left side, Stengel. Ball tipped away. Good defense down here by Drew Menega. Menega tipped it away, and then it's touched by BDS. The ball will stay with the Indians. Menega gets the possession there for Pawnee City. Inbound pass comes into Jet Farwell. Farwell finds Martini. Joseph Martini holds the ball, looking for Kling, cutting through the paint. Feeds to Farwell instead. Farwell penetrates, goes up with a shot, can't hit it. Zach Hoynes has the rebound. Hoynes, down court pass, tried to lead Norder. Jerron Norder couldn't get there. That brings Coach Dan Bouchard up off the bench, saying, guys, you got to slow down here a little, as they threw it away. 5:25 to play third quarter, 32-16, Pawnee City up. Justin Pierce handles the ball. Here's a three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good. That launched by Anthony Kling. Rebound to Norder. Norder with a down court pass to Zach Hoynes. Up top, Norder between the rings. Norder feeds in. Fall away shot on the baseline. Up off, no good. There for the rebound is Anthony Kling. Well, I'll tell you, this pair of sophomores, Kling and Farwell, they're going to have a lot of fun at Pawnee City the next couple of years. Here's a three, Menega from the corner, wide of the mark. Ball tipped around, coming out of there with it somehow. And turnaround shot, Farwell, he'll be fouled. And we're going to put Jet Farwell right back to the line. This foul is going to be called on Cam Hoynes. Cam Hoynes picks up his third personal, third team foul. As we said, Anthony Kling, a 5'11 sophomore, Jet Farwell, 5'9 and a sophomore. And boy, they are like a pair of spark plugs that make this engine run for the Pawnee City offense. Farwell misses that first free throw. He had made 3 in a row back in the first half. He has 11 points. Farwell will get a second attempt here. Jet Farwell. Shot is on the way up, and no, off the back of the iron, couldn't get it. Score remains 32-16, Pawnee City on top, 4:42 to play now in the quarter. Boldy, shot up on the baseline, up and good. Tanner Boldy with a nice move to the glass. He's in double figures, has 10 points in the ball game. Justin Pierce gets the ball in the corner on the baseline under the basket. Feeds it into Farwell. Driving it Farwell. Shot is up and good. Jet Farwell got his own rebound and putback. He has 13 points. It's 34-18. And this is the biggest lead yet, I believe. Up by 16 now. With the ball in the paint. Turnaround shot baseline. Hoynes up and off. No good. Rebound. Kling. Outlet pass goes to Farwell. And the sophomores, one in bright green fluorescent shoes, the other in orange fluorescent. There's Justin Pierce driving the right side for a layup. He'll be fouled. The junior will go to the free throw line. Pierce will be shooting two shots. Zach Coyne's called for the personal, his first. Team foul number four. Justin Pierce has 5 points. He's one out of two from the free throw line. That free throw attempt came earlier here in the third quarter. Pierce shooting two shots. The first one is good. Justin Pierce now has 6 points in the game for Pawnee City. Back into the lineup is Seth Stengel for the BDS Eagles. At the line, Justin Pierce, second free throw attempt. It's on the way. This one rims off and won't go. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. With the basketball is Eli Weber. Weber up court to Carson Luce now, who's at the point guard. Luce to the right wing. Seth Stengel handles the ball, guarded by Pierce. 5-on-5 over there. Back to the top of the circle, to the near side. Carson Luce works to the baseline. Puts a shot up over Maniga, short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Jet Farwell. Farwell, green shoes Jet, I guess we'll call him here. Farwell with the fluorescent green tennis shoes. Around the horn to Kling, driving the baseline. Kling with a lay-in that's up and off, no good. The rebound down to Tanner Boldy. Clock at 3:15 to play in the third quarter now, all the way inside the paint. From the left side, a three is up and good by Seth Stengel. Stengel nails the three, and that's only the second three-pointer of the night for BDS. Now a whistle and a foul at the other end. We'll see who this one's called on. Foul is going to be on Carson Luce. On Luce, his second personal. At the free throw line for Pawnee City, Jet Farwell. He's 3 out of 5 from the line, made 3 in a row, and then missed 2 of them a minute ago. This shot is up and good. Hit the first one. He's now 4 out of 6 from the line. Has 14 points for the sophomore. As Jet Farwell ready for his second free throw attempt. 3:01 to play in the third quarter. It's a 15-point Pawnee City lead, 36-21. Farwell's second free throw is up. It's good also. And that puts the Indians up by 16 once again. Into forecourt. Setting the offense is Carson Luce. Luce guarded closely by Drew Maniga. Luce clears it up top. Jacob Beavers in the lineup now. Beavers at the top of the key. Here's a driving shot from the right side. Up and good. Getting that one was Norder. Jerron Norder with his first 2 points of the ballgame. Pawnee City quickly down to set their own offense, leading 37-23. Driving in for the driving layup off the glass, up and good. Anthony Kling puts her down. Anthony Kling, 12 points now in the game for the Indians. 2:21 to go, third quarter, 39-23. Lead is back to 16. Ball tipped away. Wait a minute. We may have a whistle and a foul here on Pawnee City. Thought they had a steal for a moment. Let's see who they get for this one. Probably Pierce. Yes, it is. Justin Pierce picks up personal foul number 3, team foul number 2 on the Indians. Substitutes into the ball game. Let's see. Checking back onto the floor now is Cam Hoynes. He started the game. Back in there for BDS. There's the inbound pass to Jason Norder to Cam Hoynes, left wing. 2:10 to go now in the third quarter. 39-24, 15-point lead for Pawnee City. Rooney Davenport-Chickley, the Eagle. They feed it inside the paint. Shot off the glass. Nice move by Eli Weber for his first 2 points. They fed Weber going down the lane. He got the easy lay-in off the glass. 39-26. It's a 13-point lead now for Pawnee City. They led by as much as 16. Farwell with the ball. Kling now on the left side. Domenica up top. Martini looking for the cutter. Martini takes it in to the corner. Meniga for that long three. It's up. Oh, it sat on the rim. Wouldn't drop for him. It sat there forever and then fell off to the side. Rebound BDS. They come down the court quickly with the ball. With the steal, they knock it away from Weber. Then Weber, out of frustration, trying to get the ball back, is going to be called for the foul on Easton Weber. That's his third personal. Great job there. Justin Pierce stole the ball from him and started up the court. Weber, out of frustration, fouled him. That's the 16th foul, not yet into the 1-1. 1:22 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a long three from the corner. Kling. No, it rolled around and wouldn't drop. Rebound, BDS. They'll push it down in a hurry. Hoynes with the basketball. Cam Hoynes this time, not Zach. Cam handles it. Norder looking to the left wing. Norder with the ball. Justin Pierce guards him. 1 minute to play. Driving in Boldy, left side. Fall away shot off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Anthony Kling. Kling on the fast break. Takes it all the way for the driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Kling went right between three defenders. Threaded the needle, laid it up, got the basket, and drew the foul on Jacob Beavers. Beavers is called for the personal. And we're going to have Anthony Kling at the line for the and one. He has 14 points in the ballgame already. 14 for Kling, 15 for Farwell. This pair of the dynamic sophomores here for Pawnee City, they're something else. Kling's free throw, short, off the front of the rim. Couldn't get the and one to fall. And BDS will come down. All the way goes Hoynes to the left side. At the top of the circle, up to Seth Stengel. Free throw line, fall away set shot, up and good. Nice job by Norder. Jaron Norder with that jump shot makes it 41-28. The lead is 13 with 25 seconds to play in the quarter. All the way in traffic, driving layup, nope, whistle, we got another foul. And this time at the free throw line is going to be Jet Farwell. Farwell at the line, he'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to be called on Tanner Boldy. On Boldy, his first personal, team foul number 8. At the line, Jet Farwell. First free throw up. No. Couldn't get it. Another attempt. He's made 5 out of 8 from the free throw line so far tonight. He has 15 points for the Indians' offensive effort. Second free throw for Jet Farwell is on the way up. And good. Hit that one. 22 seconds to play in the third period. 42-28. The lead is 14 for the Indians. Eagles come down very patiently for being down as much as they are. They're going to play for one here. To the left side, handling the ball on the left wing, is Weber. Back to the top of the key, around the horn, Stengel. Long three on the way from the corner on the right side. And hitting the three at the buzzer was Jaron Norder. After three quarters, it's an 11-point lead now for Pawnee City. 42-31, Indians up. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
A three-point shot at the buzzer to end the third quarter by Jaron Norder has allowed BDS to cut into Pawnee City's lead a little bit. Pawnee was up 14 at halftime. They now lead by 11 after three quarters. We move into the fourth and final period. 42-31, Indians up by 11. 8 minutes to go in regulation. Justin Pierce will inbound the basketball at midcourt. He'll inbound it, tosses into Jet Farwell. Farwell sets the offense to the right side to Menega. Drew Menega on the right wing, a cross-court pass, finds Pierce with it. Pierce penetrates in the paint, driving layup. Pierce, oh, he couldn't get it. He got knocked to the floor. Boldy with the rebound. Pierce is all right. You wonder how that got by him. But here's Norder for a long two from the left side that doesn't go. A rebound, a follow shot, a put back up, and good. And getting the put back on the baseline was Seth Stengel. Stengel got the two. Here's a shot from the corner that's tipped around, doesn't go. And suddenly, folks, it's a nine-point ball game, 42-33. Driving for the lay-in, up and good. Eli Weber, it's a seven-point ball game. We've got a timeout going to be taken by Pawnee City. They led by as much as 16. They're now up by 7, 42-35. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The BDS Eagles hit that tray at the buzzer to end the third quarter. They open the fourth quarter with a pair of field goals, seven straight points, and suddenly a 14-point advantage has been trimmed down to just seven. Pawnee City's Adley Sikora, he's seen enough. He wanted to take time out and settle his cagers down here a little bit. 42-35, Pawnee City clinging to a seven-point lead here in this B Division Championship game of the 2023 Mudeckis Tournament. End ends with the basketball. We're back to live action. Farwell on the dribble into forecourt. To the right side, Anthony Kling. Kling holds it for a minute. Martini, top of the key. Back to Farwell it comes. Farwell tried to penetrate and get inside the lane. Couldn't get there. Wanted to do a little pirouette spin move. Couldn't work it and has to go back to Martini with the pass. Martini looks to Pierce. He works to the baseline. Menega in the corner. Skip pass inside. Ball stolen away. With the seal, the other direction goes Jerron Norder. Norder decides to hold it up here. 7-point lead for Pawnee City. BDS has the basketball. In the paint. Shot is up and good. Put in by Eli Weber. It's a five-point basketball game, 42-37. Pawnee City desperately needs to find some points here. They've seen that lead willed away, a 9-0 run now for BDS at the end of the third and start of the fourth quarter. Kling, a cross-court pass. Here's a three. Nailing the three is Joseph Martini. His second three of the night, and the big man comes up big when they needed it from out of the left wing. 45-37. The five-point lead is back up to eight now after Martini's tray. There's Boldy for an offensive foul. He moved on the baseline left side. He sent Jet Farwell flying. And Tanner Boldy picks up his second personal player control foul. We won't be shooting it. That is personal foul number nine. The next team foul will be 10, and they'll be in the double bonus. Only two fouls right now, team fouls on Pawnee City. Justin Pierce with the basketball. At the free throw line, bounce pass right side. Turn around, Farwell, he's double teamed. Farwell goes to the floor, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Bruning Davenport Shickley. BDS will have the basketball. 5:39 to go in the game, 45-37. Indians up by eight. They had their lead trimmed down to five there. Got a little bit scary for a little while. Need to get a stop here. Championship of the B Division Mudeckis Tournament is on the line for the Pawnee City Indians and the BDS Eagles. Menega almost got a steal. Ball was underneath, driving Leon off the glass, up and good. And putting that one in on the corner baseline, Eli Weber. He's got three baskets here already in this fourth quarter. And we're back down to a six-point lead, 45-39. Martini at the top of the key. Boldy guards it. Bounce pass out. Menega. Top of the key it comes. Jet Farwell takes it in. He's going to be fouled on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Jerron Norder, his third, but that's team foul number 10. So at the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. Let's see. Jet has made 6 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. Here in the double bonus, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 46-39. Pawnee City's lead back up to 7. Farwell will try and make it 8 if he can hit this one. Farwell's second free throw is up. This one rims off. Nope. Wouldn't fall. The lead is 7 with 5 minutes to play. 46-39. Pawnee City on top. Norder feeds it underneath. Oh, great defense under there by Kling. Justin Pierce comes up with it. They slow it down. Menega backs it back out to Kling. And they're set it up on the offensive side of the court. Kling to the near side with his pass to Farwell. There's Martini for another 3. Got knocked to the floor. No whistle. Down court, near midcourt. That was an over and back. Nope, they're going to say he was still straddling. Into the corner. Turn, spin, move. Baseline shot up off. No good. Norder couldn't get it. Players fall to the floor. Whistle. And the foul most likely is going to go on Martini. Let's see. Martini, not happy. Joseph Martini picks up his second personal. And we'll see who they're going to send to the free throw line. BDS seems to be confused over who's going to shoot it. And it looks like Eli Weber is going to go to the line. And he'll be shooting 2 shots. Weber, with 4:23 to go, his team down by 7. The first free throw is up. It's good. The lead is back to 6. It was momentarily down to 5 after leading by as much as 16 for Pawnee City. A lot of time left here, folks. 4:23 on the game clock. Eli Weber, second free throw attempt. It's on the way. He got it. It's good. Hit them both. Weber's in double figures, has 10 points. It's a 5-point ball game. 4:20 to play in the contest. Jet Farwell into the corner to Menega. Up top it comes to Kling. Kling tries to go between defenders, looks for the seam, can't find it. Beats Justin Pierce. Now Pierce dribbles inside the free throw circle, right side of the circle. Again finds it to Farwell. Farwell moves to the hoop. He will be fouled. Foul is going to be called this time on Zach Hoynes. Hoynes' second personal. Pawnee City is in the double bonus. That's the 11th team foul at the free throw line. Jet Farwell shooting 2 shots. The first one is up, and it is no good. Pawnee City missing some free throw opportunities here. Farwell has shot a bunch of them. He's hit 6 out of 12, I believe. This one is up and good. Got that one to fall. 7 for 13 now is Jeff Farwell. It's a 6-point Pawnee City lead inside of 4 minutes to go. 3:54. This one could come down to the wire, folks. A cross-court pass into the corner. There's a long 3 that's up and off, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Anthony Kling. Kling wants to hurry it down the court. He takes it all the way into the paint. Lays the ball up off the glass and couldn't get it. Well, pretty aggressive offense there by Kling. You're up by 6, 3:30 to go in the game. Underneath, Boldy, he can't get to the hoop. Boldy out to Norder. Norder at the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. In traffic, feeds underneath. Boldy, shot is up and good. Nice pass into Tanner Boldy. Boldy has 12 points. Timeout taken on the floor. It's a 4-point contest, folks, with 3:21 to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds. Don't go away on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the crowd here at the Beatrice City Auditorium on the edge of their seats. 3:21 to go in this B Division Championship game. 47-43, the Pawnee City Indians up by 4. They led by as much as 16 points. They were up by 14 at halftime. They led it by 11 at the end of 3 quarters. And the BDS Eagles have just slowly and gradually chipped away at that lead to where now they've got it down to just a 4-point ball game. Pawnee City will have the ball when play is resumed. The Indians up by 4. They inbound the pass in backcourt to Jet Farwell. No pressure. BDS sets back. They're not pressing. On the right side with it is Farwell. Finds Kling. Martini finds Menega left side. Here comes Kling. He traveled. Little stutter step. as Kling went to the hoop. Called for traveling. Possession goes back to BDS and a chance to cut it even more. 47-43, our score. BDS down by four. Norder into forecourt. Shoves Justin Pierce out of the way. Passes to the near side to Zach Hoynes. Hoynes dribbling in. Feeds underneath. Ball tipped away nicely by Menega. They were trying to find Jerron Norder under the basket. Menega got in there and disrupted the pass. Knocked it out of bounds. They'll play it in on the baseline. Lob pass comes in. Moving toward the hoop. Ball away. Jump shot in and out. No. Rebound. Kling. 4-point lead. 2:47 to go. Kling. To the left side. Jet Farwell in the paint. Driving layup. Farwell in and out. He couldn't get it. Oh, Farwell had a point-blank bunny under there. Missed the bunny. And here comes BDS with new life. It's Zach Hoynes holding the ball on the left wing. Jet Farwell in his face, covering him up defensively. To the right side. Boldy. Lob pass underneath. Oh, what a job blocking that shot. Looked like a short two for Weber. And out of nowhere, Kling came up and batted the ball out of Weber's hand as he was about to shoot it. 2:12 to go in the ball game. Still a 4-point contest. Pawnee City sets the offense with Jet Farwell on the dribble to Justin Pierce on the right side. Pierce has the ball knocked out of his hand and stolen. With the steal, the other direction goes Zach Hoynes. Hoynes driving for the layup, falls to the floor. And we're going to put Zach Hoynes to the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Eagles. The foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Drew Menega. On Menega, his third personal, team foul number four on the Indians. At the free throw line, Zach Hoynes, his team down by four. Here shooting two shots. Hoynes, a 6'2 senior. Launches the first free throw. It is off, no good. Rimmed around and then popped out of there on it. The lead remains at four, 47-43. Zach Hoynes ready for his second attempt from the free throw line. Second free throw is on the way. This one is off also. The rebound brought down, cleared away underneath for Pawnee City by Jet Farwell. Farwell feeds it under the basket. Got it into Justin Pierce. Pierce got the basket. And I believe he's fouled. The basket counts. Boy, that was big for Justin Pierce as he was able to finish and get the lay-in despite taking a pretty good shot to the side of the head there. Jerron Norder picks up his fourth personal. Pierce managed to score it, and Justin will have the and-one coming right here. Pierce with 8 points so far. The and-one shot is up. He got it. Justin Pierce with a big 3 points for his team. With less than 2 minutes to go in the contest, 1:47 on the clock, it's 50-43. The lead is seven. A cross-court pass to Carson Luce. Into the corner. Long three. Norder off the rim. Battle for the rebound, and Martini comes out with it. Outlet pass. Martini gets it out to Farwell. Farwell into forecourt. He has Pierce out in front of him. Decides to back it out and set things up. They're chasing after Farwell, wanting to foul him. Ball is tipped around. Pierce has it now. Pierce on the right wing. Just holds it for a minute. Nobody coming after him. Now dribbles to the corner. They're going to foul him. And we're going to put Justin Pierce at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Seth Stengel. On Stengel, his second personal. Keep in mind, the Indians are in the double bonus here. We passed the 10-point total a long time ago. At the line, Justin Pierce. He's hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. Justin now 4 out of 6 from the line. And he's in double figures. Justin Pierce has 10 points in tonight's game. He just put his team back up by 8 with a minute 16 to go. Pierce trying to get the lead to 9. Justin Pierce, free throw is up. It's good. He hit them both. Justin Pierce with a pair. 52-43. A 9-point lead for the Indians with a minute and 9 seconds to go. Here's a 3. That's good. Nailing the 3 quickly is Zach Hoynes. Boy, Hoynes cut into that in a hurry. Timeout's going to be taken by the Eagles. 1:07 to play in the ballgame. It's 52-46. The lead is 6. Don't go away. This is going right down to the wire. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, recapping for you, Pawnee City led by 11 after one quarter, 16-5. They were up by 14 at halftime, 27-13, led by as much as 16 points in that second quarter. After three periods, they led by 11, 42-31. And then they had BDS get back within five on two occasions. Right now, it's a six-point ball game. Pawnee City with the lead, 107 to go in the ball game. Indians will have the basketball against full court pressure. Anthony Kling will inbound the ball on the baseline underneath the BDS basket against full court pressure. He gets it into Farwell. Farwell starts to dribble up court. Works around a couple of defenders across the timeline. Gets it forward to Justin Pierce. Pierce is going to get hammered and goes knocked to the floor. Good sportsmanship, though. They help him back to his feet. I think we may have had a timeout before we had a foul. Yes, we do. Timeout taking Pawnee City. 58 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Chadley Sikora wisely used a timeout there to preserve the possession with 58 seconds to play. Pawnee City up by 6, 52-46. Inbound pass comes into Kling. He's fouled immediately as he gets the basketball on the inbound, and we'll put Anthony Kling at the line. Foul is going to be on Tanner Boldy, his third personal. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. He has made four out of nine from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. Up and good. Hit the first one. This next one's a big free throw. It's 53-46. The lead is seven. He could put him up here by as much as 8 points if he hits this one. Anthony Kling, free throw on the way, up and off the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Martini was battling after it. He gets called for a foul. That's the one thing you don't want to do with 56 seconds to go. Here's the good news. That's only the 15th foul. They won't be shooting it. So it didn't matter. Inbounding the ball, BDS comes across the timeline. Norder on the dribble to the bounce pass with the right side. 49 seconds, clock running. The lead is seven. Baseline Norder in the corner. Here's a shot. Coins is up for three. No. Rebound Kling. Kling pulls down the defensive board. Bounce pass to the near side. Gets it over here on the right to Jet Farwell. Farwell brings it into the forecourt, and Farwell will be fouled. This time the foul is going to be called on Cam Hoynes, his fourth personal. Man, look at all the team fouls we've called tonight on BDS. They have committed a bunch of them. At the line, Jet Farwell. Shooting two. The first one is up and got it. Got the first one to fall. He'll have another shot coming here. He shot 11 free throws just here in the second half alone. Jet Farwell ready for yet another shot. It's on the way up. This one is short. Off the front of the rim, didn't go. 54-46. The lead is 8 with 29 seconds to go. BDS in desperation mode here now. Trying to get open for a launch three. Here's a turnaround spin shot for two that's off. Rebound, follow shot. Boldy couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Martini's going to be called for the personal, his fourth personal. Team foul number six. Boldy will be at the line to shoot two. There are 18 seconds left to play in the ballgame. It's 54-46, an eight-point lead with Boldy at the line. Tanner Boldy. He's made 5 of 7. Make that now 6 of 8. No, I want to correct that. He's 7 of 9 from the line. Tanner Boldy has 13 points. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a rundown of all the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Second shot is up off the back of the rim, won't go, and the rebound comes down to Jet Farwell. Farwell's going to get fouled as soon as he gets possession of the ball. Back into the lineup, Jerron Norder's going to check back in. The clock is down to 17 seconds. It's a 7-point Pawnee City lead here in the Class B Division Championship game with Jet Farwell at the line. Farwell, free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Let him try a second one, though. Norder checks back in, as does Cam Hoynes. Jet Farwell, ready for his second free throw attempt here as he looks to the basket. Farwell launches the shot. It's up, and this one is off also. Couldn't get her to fall. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Here's a long three that's good. Uh-oh, Cam Hoynes just nailed the three, and now it's a 4-point ball game. 10 seconds to go. Timeout BDS. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, here's the situation. There are 10 seconds on the clock. The score is 54-50. Pawnee City up by four. They have the basketball under the BDS basket. Anthony Kling is going to inbound it against full court pressure. 10 seconds to play, a 4-point lead. Kling to inbound it. Oh, he throws it away. Threw the ball away. Coming up with a steal baseline. Fall away shot. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Kling. Fight for the basketball. It goes out of bounds off of BDS. Pawnee City will have the ball. 3 seconds to play now. Pawnee City up by four. And again, Kling will try to inbound it. They had a mishap on the last try. Kling waiting to inbound it. Don't get a 5-second call, and timeout's going to be taken by Pawnee City. He had to save the 5-second call there to keep the possession. Timeout, Pawnee City. There are 3 seconds to play in the ball game. It's 54-50. Pawnee City is up by four. When we resume, the Indians will inbound the pass. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
3 seconds on the clock, 54-50. Indians up by four. Pawnee with the basketball. Justin Pierce is going to inbound it. Gets it into Jet Farwell. He'll dribble it out, and there's the ball game. Your final score, Pawnee City 54 and BDS 50. The Pawnee City Indians are the 2023 Nudeckis B Division Boys Champions. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Nudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. We're a mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're a mortuary, their family serving your family.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking, with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing. Lender.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. And take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where the Pawnee City Indians have just captured the 2003 Boys B Division Championship by defeating BDS, the final score 54-50. Let's look at the individual numbers. For BDS, they had three players in double figures. Tanner Boldy led the way with 13 points. Zach Coins had 12, and Eli Weber added 10, chipping in 7 points, which are on Norder, 5 tonight for Seth Stingle, and the 3 points for Cam Hoynes for their total of 50. From the charity stripe, BDS hit 11 out of 17 free throws. Remember that number, 11 of 17 for BDS. Now, for the Pawnee City Indians, three players in double figures. Jet Farwell led the way. He had 19 points, including 9 out of 17 from the free throw line. 15 points tonight for Anthony Kling. Justin Pierce was in double figures. He finished with 11. 6 points tonight for Joseph Martini on a pair of trays. And Drew Meniga added 3 for their total of 54. From the charity stripe, Pawnee City hit 19 out of 36 free throw attempts in the ball game for the Indians. 54-50, your final score. The Indians with the win. We're going to step aside for 1 minute and be back with a final word after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the Pawnee City Indians capture the B-Division Championship here, 54-50, your final score as they get the win tonight over BDS. Bill Rodell took the third-place honors as they defeated Exeter Milligan 41-34. I want to remind our Pawnee City listeners once again, we'll have the Indians on the air on KTNC this coming Tuesday night at HTRS and here on Sunny 101.3 when they host Sacred Heart on Friday night, the 20th. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball from here at the City Auditorium in Beatrice. For Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians 54 and the BDS Eagles 50. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.